So the new name for the church, our nickname is Overcomer. The Overcomers. Amen? We are the Overcomers. Confess it over your wife, over your husband, over your children, over your business, over your job, over any infirmity. You have overcome. We are the church of the overcomers. We have overcome. Amen? The Lord just dropped that in my spirit. Dropped it in my spirit. So we are the overcomers. We have overcome the devil. We have overcome. Actually, you know you have overcome. We've passed through so many things. The devil didn't want this church to exist. But we overcame by the blood of the Lamb and by the testimony of our mouths. Hallelujah. All overcomers, you are blessed in Jesus' name. Amen. You will continue to overcome your enemies. Amen. You overcome all those who says you can have it. Amen? Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. God's a good God. Let's quickly go to the Word. Let's bow our heads. Father in heaven, we appreciate you. We love you. We thank you for your authenticity, your reliability. Lord, we thank you for the confidence that we have in you, your word that never fails. Lord, I ask now that you will bless every overcomer. Every overcomer, even as we have gathered now. We have declared it so shall it be. We have overcome the devil. We have overcome the world. We have overcome and we are exempted from the dark hours that will come upon the earth. We and our household. We bless you, God. We worship you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. God's a good God. God's a good God. God is a good God. This is the first Sunday of this new year. Amen. The first day of the new year, the Holy Ghost gave us a new name, Overcomers. You are an overcomer. Tell your neighbor, say you are an overcomer. Get up and give a high five, slap somebody, say you are an overcomer. The overcomer, you are an overcomer. Go and slap a high five, tell somebody you are the overcomer. You are the overcomer. The overcomer, the overcomer. You are the overcomer. You are the overcomer. You are the overcomer. Hallelujah. The overcomer. The overcomer. An overcomer. You are the overcomer. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Amen. You may be seated. Father, as we have declared it, so shall it be over our lives in Jesus' name. Where others fail, you will overcome. Amen. Where others overcome, you will overcome and more than overcome. Amen. Hallelujah. Unveiling the mysteries of divine success. Unveiling the secret of divine success. I've called this message today, your divine success is in your appointed place. Your success is in the appointed place. Your success is in the appointed place. The Lord sent a word to Jacob, and it lighted upon Israel. Isaiah chapter 9, verse 8. God sent a word to Israel, and that word came upon Israel and overtook him. Just like the Holy Ghost sent a word to us today that we are overcomers, and everything we lay our hands on, we will overcome. Amen. A word is coming to someone today that will give you your place in destiny in the name of Jesus. Amen. We live in a kingdom of mystery. The kingdom of God is a kingdom of mystery. Mark chapter 4, verse 11. And he said unto them, unto you it is given to know the mysteries of the kingdom of God, but unto them that are without, all these things are done in parables. Unveiling the mysteries of supernatural success. Supernatural success is a reality. And it is found in the appointed place. Supernatural success. Supernatural success. God kind of success. Supernatural success is a reality, and it is found in God's appointed place for your life. Amen? All of us that are here, I know this is God's appointed church for us, and you are an overcomer. God sent a word to Jacob, and the word came upon the whole of Israel. God sent us a word today that we are overcomers. And you have overcome in the name of Jesus. Amen. Unveiling the mysteries of supernatural success. Job said, Job chapter 29 verse 5. As I was in the day of my youth, when the secret of God was upon my tabernacle. Job was telling us that he became successful not because he was smart, but because he had access to divine secrets. Amen? Access to divine secrets will make any dummy a successful person. When you have access to divine secrets, everything God reveals to you will always come to pass. Amen? God is a good God. So Job was trading on divine secrets, and the Bible says he was the greatest of all men in the East. Divine secret will distinguish anyone at any time. Job grew and became one of the greatest men in the East by trading in divine secrets. Job was operating in divine secrets. While others were operating in political frequency, some of them were operating in intellectual frequency. But I want to let you know, divine secrecy, divine secrets will overpower any information, no matter where it comes from. Any information, no information can challenge you, when God gives you a divine secret of what to do in order to succeed. God's a good God. Because what is from above is above all. Amen? Every information of God is the highest source of information. So, what is from above is what? Above all. When you have access to divine secrets, then you are made in that very area. Access to the secret of God as it affects issues in your hand. The secret of God will distinguish you any day, any time, under any circumstance. Divine secret. Tell your neighbor, say divine secrets. Divine secret. Say divine secret. Divine secret. So supernatural success is a reality. Job is a biblical example. He stood far above his peers because he had access to divine secrets. I can tell you, there are no centers of learning, no research center, no platform under the universe that can compare when God gives you divine information. Most divine information God will give you for your success is given to you privately. As you seek his face and pray, God will give you a rhema word that you should walk with. And when you apply that word to your situation, divine success will be yours. Amen? Let's look at some of the forum of divine success. Our success heritage is tied to an appointed place. Our success heritage in Christ is tied to where? An appointed place. We as Christians, we are children of promise. God has ordained this year as a turnaround year for his children. Amen? God has declared this year as a year of what? Turnaround for all his children. And the Holy Ghost gave us a new name today. We are the what? Overcomers. Hallelujah. So God is going to turn your situation around. As an overcomer, you overcome all your challenges. As you focus on the Lord, no matter the situation, you will always succeed. Hallelujah. As we obey the Lord, as we listen to him, we shall solve the wave of glory. We shall ride the wave of glory unto our divinely appointed success. Hallelujah. So every division in God's kingdom is tied to a specific place. Every blessing of God is tied to a specific place. When Jesus came to earth, he didn't go to Africa. He didn't go to Australia to preach. Where did he go? He went to the land of Israel. Amen? Every person, you have your appointment in a particular place where you should succeed. Let's look at the Bible. Genesis chapter 26, verse 1 to 5. Genesis 26, 1 to 5. There was a famine in the land, beside the first famine that was in the days of Abraham. And Isaac went to Abimelech, the king of Philistines, in Gerar. Then the Lord appeared to him and said, "Do not go down to Egypt. Live in the land of which I shall tell you. Dwell in this land, and I will be with you and bless you. For to you and your descendants I will give these lands, and I will perform the oath which I swore to Abraham your father, and I will make your descendant multiply as stars of the heaven, and I will give to your descendant all these lands, and your seed, all the nations of the earth shall be blessed. Through your seeds, all the nations of the earth shall be blessed, because Abraham obeyed my voice and kept my charge, my commandment, my statutes, and my laws. Hallelujah. This is a year of turnaround for you. Amen. God told Isaac not to move from the land his father lived in. There was famine in that land, yet God told him, stay there. This is the land that I promised your father. All you have to do is obey me, and I will make to pass the covenant I made with your father. You will reap the benefit. Amen. He told him, you shall not go out of Egypt. You shall dwell here, and you will see what I will do with you. Isaac was grievously challenged because there were issues round about him. Amen? God told him, don't move. But the devil was trying to tell him, look, there is no more food in your land, but move forward. Let's look at Genesis chapter 26. Let's see what God did. The Bible says, then Isaac sowed in that land and reaped in that same year 100-fold, and the Lord blessed him. The man began to prosper and continued to prosper until he became very prosperous. Hallelujah. For he had possessions of flocks and possessions of herds and a great number of servants. So the Philistines, they envied him. As you stay in your appointed place, as the hand of God comes upon you, as the prosperity of God is released onto your bosom, you become the envy of those that are around about you. Amen? Amen. God is a good God. Tell your neighbor, say, this is my appointed place. Yes, when you are in your appointed place, no matter the plans of the enemy against you, you will always succeed. Hallelujah. Isaac had opposition in that land. There was threats to food. There was threat to his animals and his business. But because he was in the appointed place and he stood the ground as God asked him to, in the name of Jesus, he succeeded. Praise the Lord. Mama, leave her alone. In the name of Jesus, I send the word of healing into your bosom now. Be healed and restored. Shout, we are the overcomers. We are the overcomers. In the name of Jesus. Your appointed place is your point, is your place of progress. Amen. God told Isaac, don't go, even though there's difficulty, even though there are challenges, even though it looks like things are crumbling. Stay there, I will bless you. And he stood there, and the Bible says he planted that very year, and he had 100% return. Amen? And this man started growing and increasing, and his neighbors envied him. You will soon become the envy of your neighbors in the name of Jesus. Amen. Hallelujah. You see, God's astounding success package is tied to a place. You need to identify your appointed place and settle there. Amen? Find out where God has appointed for you. Search it out. And as you do, you will begin to succeed. You see, there will be scary oppositions. There will be challenges. There will be issues. But because God has said this, always remember that his word will never return unto him void. Hallelujah. Genesis 12:1. Now the Lord has said unto Abraham, get ye out of your country and from your kindred and from your father's house unto a land that I will show you. Abraham also was tempted to go to Egypt because while he was also there, the devil also sent famine into the land. But let's look at verse 12 of that, say Genesis chapter 12. Verse 10, please. Verse 10, Genesis 12. It said, now there was famine in the land, and Abraham went down to Egypt to live there for a while because the famine was severe. Verse 11. As he was about to enter Egypt, he said to his wife, I know what a beautiful woman you are. When the Egyptians see you, they will say, this is his wife. Then they will kill me, but they will let you leave. Say as my sister. Say you are my sister so that I will be treated well for your sake and my life will be spared. Listen, Abraham was not supposed to leave the land that God gave him. But when he left, he went to Egypt. He didn't listen to God. He got scared. Now what happened? As he got there, Abraham knew the culture of his days. Anywhere they see a beautiful woman, they will take that woman and give it to the king. Because it looks like the king that has a right to have the best. But that's a lie in Jesus' name. And what happened? When he got to Egypt, the people saw how beautiful Sarah was. How old was Abraham then? 75. How old was Sarah? Who can tell me? How? It was 10 years younger. She was 10 years younger. So she was 65. My God, a woman 65. People are still running after her. Oh my God, what a glory was upon her. 65 years old. She was so beautiful. So pretty. That they, when they got there, they took her and said, oh, they asked Abraham, who is this? It's my sister. And they took her, gave her to Pharaoh. And thank God, God is a wonderful God. Before Pharaoh could do anything, God said, if you touch her, you are a dead man. Amen? Amen. And quickly, they brought back the wife and apologized and blessed Abraham with more goods. Anytime you leave your appointed place, you will be losing. Amen. Anytime you leave your appointed place, there will be disorganization in your home. Whenever you leave your appointed place, you are going down. No one will go down in the name of Jesus. Amen. It does not matter who you are. If you depart from your appointed place, if you leave your appointed place, the glory of God lives you. If you get out of your appointed place, the divine security that is over you is gone. Amen? We have in this ministry, our first covenant since about 5, 6, 7 years ago, is that no one dies prematurely in this ministry. And all those who have remained under this cloud of protection, God has kept us all alive. Amen? Amen? Your appointed place is a place where you can erect an altar and God will what? Honor it. Your expected place, your appointed place by God is a place where whenever the enemy throws his arrow, the angels in charge of you will say, back to sender. The expected place, the appointed place God has given you, is a place where you can relax and cry to God and the heavens over you can never be closed. Amen. Amen. Tell your neighbor, say, neighbor. You are in your appointed place. Tell your, say, neighbor. You are in your appointed place. You are in your appointed place. Tell your neighbor, say, neighbor. You are in your appointed place. That is why you are an overcomer. You are in an appointed place. That is why you are an overcomer. Hallelujah. You are in your appointed place. Hallelujah. Your appointed place of glory. Your appointed place of challenge. Your appointed place of blessing. Whenever you are in your appointed place, God will bless you. Unfortunately, some people, thank God for me, I married the right woman. Amen. Those of you who married the wrong woman, I married the wrong man, God help you. If you are already married, keep marrying. Amen? If you have not married yet, make sure you have the appointed man. Amen. Make sure you have the appointed woman. I rest my case there. Praise the Lord. Mama will be teaching us more about family this year. Amen? Amen? That's my assignment to her. She'll be teaching us more about family. God's a good God. When you are out of your appointed place, the enemy will deal with you. The enemy will get you. Amen? You can be in your appointed place and still lose focus. One way the enemy can get you in your appointed place is through anger. You hear it? There's a demonic girl. I would like to show you the video someday. This girl was the seventh wife of Satan. It's real. She's from South Africa. Seventh wife of Satan. And it revealed that the greatest attack the enemy uses against the church is anger. Because once anger comes, anger is like anointing. Anointing is the anger of God against the devil in your life to break him off. Is that clear? So when that anger that is not of God comes upon you, Satan comes in, destroy the home, and withdraws. That's why whenever anger is coming to your life, you must close your door. Amen? Keep your mouth shut and hold it. Even though you're in your expected place, anger can still mess it up. Amen? I'll be talking about that later. Anger, unforgiveness, life that is not holy can still mess you up. But thank God, the Holy Ghost will help you to be where? In your appointed place. God's a good girl. Juliet, get up. Come and sit down here. People sit by the door. They are ready to leave the church. Carry her. Usher. Praise the Lord. Oh yeah, come and sit here. God's a good girl. This is your appointed place for blessing. You see, God's agenda for your life is tied to where? An appointed place. This ministry will have desire to move away from Newark. Because of all the challenges, God has never allowed us. Amen? 1 Corinthians chapter 14, verse 33. God is not the author of confusion. Amen? God is a God of orderliness. He knows the end before the beginning. God knows what? The end before the beginning. God is not planning anything for your life right now. God has already planned your life. Did you hear me? It's our responsibility to find out what it is. Find out the divine secret God has about your life. Receive it and run with it. Amen? You must find out that divine secret for yourself. Like I told you a testimony of myself, about 24 years old, I've done all the exam. I couldn't get admission to the university. I challenged God one day. I said, "Who are you? Why did you make me?" Anytime I talk to my parents, they would say, "Your own is different." What is it? I said, "What is your problem? You must tell me tonight why you made me." And God revealed I was supposed to preach the gospel. Did I take it lightly? No. But thank God I embrace it. I am in my appointed place. That's why I can challenge the powers of hell and they must bow. Did you hear me? God's a good God. So your success is destined to tie to an appointed place. Isaiah chapter 51 verse 2. Isaiah 51 verse 2 says, "Look unto Abraham your father, unto Sarah that bore you, for I called him alone and blessed him and increased him." God chose him, sent him to an appointed place. God directed his footsteps to an appointed place. And God ordained him to blossom. So do not make any move in life. Don't make any move in life until you have heard from God whether what you want to do, whether where you want to go is the right place. Is this clear? With every open door, there's an adversary. So if you move into the wrong place, it is double tragedy. Did you hear me? But if you allow the Spirit of the Lord to lead you and you move to the right place, no matter the adversaries that will be there, you will overcome. Hallelujah. So every package for our life is already designed by God. God, before you were born, has already predestined you. James chapter 1 verse 25, the Bible says that we are God's workmanship recreated in what? In who? In Christ Jesus. For good work, which he already prepared for us to walk in it. Amen? We are God's workmanship recreated in Christ Jesus for good work, which he already made way ahead for you and I to do what? Walk in it. Amen? God's a good God. You must find your appointed place and then fight the giants there and possess your possession. Praise the Lord. I want you to be like that woman who the husband is so foolish, he went to carry another woman and was bringing the other woman home and told the other woman, "Look, when I first married this man, he only had a bicycle. He cannot eat. Now we have cars and houses. You think we survive here?" Is that clear? I leave this story to you. The appointed place. Amen? God's a good God. This year is a special year for you in the name of Jesus. Amen. No matter the dry season, no matter what is going on, like God told Isaac, "Don't go to Egypt. Remain there. I will bless you. Wherever the Lord has appointed for you, as you stay there, he will cause you to blossom and to excel and to succeed in the name of Jesus." The challenges notwithstanding. Actually, every challenge you face in your appointed place enables you to travail and see the power of God working for you. Amen? God's a good God. The Lord appeared to Abraham. Genesis 26, verse 2 to 3. Then the Lord appeared to him, saying, "Do not go down to Egypt. Live in the land which I shall tell you. Dwell in this land, and I will be with you, and I will bless you." Amen? And God kept his word. God kept his word to Abraham. God kept his word to Isaac. The word of God never fell to the ground. The Bible says in Ephesians chapter 2, verse 10. Everybody, let's quickly open there. Ephesians 2, 10. Quickly, quickly. Your appointed place is your place of success. Ephesians chapter 2, verse 10. Hallelujah. Ephesians 2:10. Are you there?
Yes.
Okay, let's read. Praise the Lord. We are God's workmanship recreated in who? In Christ Jesus. So if you are married, you must stay married and be good to your husband. If you are married and you are a man, stay put and be good to your wife. It is foolishness for you to give trouble in your own house. If you give trouble in your own house, the Bible says you will inherit what? The wind. You understand? So love your wife, love your husband. Build your homes together. Spend your money together. Spend your body together. Do things together. When you are married, you are no longer married to your family. You are married to your husband. Is that clear? My wife's family has no rights in my home. Just like my family has no rights in my home. Except to the extent by which we allow them. Amen? So when you get married, that is your appointed place. Cut off every ungodly connection. Stop seeking advice from people that are not interested in your success. Amen? Praise the Lord. If you continue, you are breaking your home. Do you understand what I'm saying? If you are working for the manager, be committed to that manager. Whether you like him or not, it does not matter. So long as your money comes from there, do a good job. That's a committed place at that time until you get rid of that job or kick that manager out. Is that clear? Or kick the manager out and become the manager. Whatever needs to be done. Did you hear me? Wherever you are accepted to be, so long as you have saw the face of the Lord for it, that is your appointed place. Possess your possession. When I was working in the secular world, every manager that opposed me got driven away or got demoted. You are looking at me funny. Yes, I pay my tithes. I lift up my tithes and say, "God, this manager is trying to interrupt the flow of resources to your household. Over to you." You think God will take it lightly? No. My appointed place is my point. It's my place of authority. Hallelujah. Like my home. I am the authority in my home. Amen. And my wife is my vice president. Praise the Lord. My children are in charge. They can open the fridge and clean up everything. No child can come from the street and begin to open our fridge. What do you think Joshua will do to that person? Or what do you think John will do? I say, "Wait a minute, he's hungry." Praise the Lord. Your appointed place is your place of authority. It's your place of rest. It's your place of convenience. It's a place where you can behave freely and you're not ashamed or afraid. Amen? God's a good God. Your God is a good God. As we begin to round up, I want you to begin to look into your own life. If anything, anywhere, whatever your endeavors, make sure you seek the face of God. Proverbs chapter 3, verse 5 and 6. Lean not unto your own understanding. In all your ways, acknowledging, what will he do? He will direct your path. Romans chapter 8, verse 14. They that are led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God. The Bible says, "Ask and you will receive. Knock and the door will be opened up to you. Seek and what will you do? You will find." The Bible says in the book of James chapter 1, verse 5 to 8, "Does any lack wisdom? Let him ask of the Lord who gives freely to everybody without challenging you. But when you come to ask, ask having faith." The Bible says, "Anyone that wavers It's like a wave of the sea. It's filled with doubt and cannot receive anything from God. Hallelujah. So you must believe. You must believe when the Holy Ghost directs you what you should do. Now, when God asked me to marry my beautiful wife, I told God, I said, no, she's too skinny. I don't have flesh. She doesn't have flesh. How can bone be rubbing bone? But I knelt down and the Holy Ghost told me, that's your wife. And I knew the voice of God. And what did I do that day? I knelt and said, God, if you are giving me this woman as my wife, then put love in for her in my heart. Bingo. Till today, the love is growing. And I thank God I didn't lose my wife. I thank God I'm sure that people try to marry her, but I'm sure my yukutu rabba katabaraba mosokorobo yete gave it to me. Hallelujah. Your appointed place is your place of victory. It's a place where you stand and challenge the devil. And tell the devil, I am in charge here in the name of Jesus. God's a good God. Hallelujah. Your God is a good God. Every child of God is a VVIP, very, very important personality. Amen? Because Jesus died for you. You are very, very important in the sight of God. Regardless of how people see you, it doesn't matter whether you are poor or you are rich or you are middle class. It does not matter. In the sight of God, you are blood washed. You are heaven bound. The robe of righteousness is already dressed in you. You are sealed with the Holy Ghost. You are heaven bound. Hallelujah. And when you open up your mouth to speak, particularly also when you come into the right place, the heavens will open and respond to you. The angels that are assigned to protect you, they are positioned in the appointed place for you. So when you walk in, they begin to listen to instructions of your mouth. And with the words of your mouth, they work for you. Hallelujah. God's a good God. Isaac sowed in that land and reaped in that same year 100-fold, and the Lord blessed him. All other people were perishing, but Isaac was prospering. It came to the extent that Isaac was prospering. The Philistines, they became jealous. They started pouring sand into his well. Whenever he digs a well, they will pour sand and fill it up. When he opens it up again, they will say, this is our land. Isaac will leave there, go and dig another one. And they will dig it as water is coming out and say, this is our land. You don't belong here. Isaac will move until eventually dug. And then God gave him peace. Amen. As they are moving on the appointed place, the enemy will challenge you. Amen. But with that challenge, God is proving his power to you. Inside of you, you know that this is the appointed place. Regardless of what the enemy is doing, you keep pressing, you keep pushing, you keep moving, you keep pressing. And very soon, you break through. When the enemy will see the glory of God upon you, they say, no, we can't come near him or her. In your appointed place, you will always succeed. In your appointed place, you will never lack wisdom. In the appointed place, peace of God will rule your life. Hallelujah. So there are many people here today that the Lord will bless and the Lord will position you and you become the envy of your neighbor. Amen. I also want to let you know, anointing is not a guarantee for breakthroughs. You can be anointed and be in the wrong place. Amen? But it is the leading of the Holy Ghost that gives the anointing expression. Did you hear what I'm saying? It's the leading of the Holy Ghost that gives what? The anointing expression. It's very important. It doesn't matter how anointed you are. You must know that you have the need to be in the right place. Every child of God is a kingdom star. What did I say? Every child of God is a kingdom star. The book of Revelation chapter 22 verse 16. Revelation 22 verse 16 says, I, Jesus, have sent my angel to testify unto these things in the churches. I am the root and the offspring of David. And the bright and morning stars. And Jesus Christ told his disciples, as the Father has sent me, so have I sent you. That means everything that goes with Jesus goes with all his children. Amen? Amen. John chapter 20 verse 21 says, Then said Jesus to them, peace be unto you. As my Father has sent me, so have I sent you. So we are bright stars on the earth, but most of these stars will never shine because they are in the wrong place. I pray that the Lord will direct your footsteps so that you'll be in the right place in Jesus' name. Amen. You will not miss your appointed place to shine in Jesus' name. Amen. You will not miss your appointed place to shine in the name of Jesus. Amen. You shall not miss your appointed place to shine in the name of Jesus. Stand on your feet. I'm going to be continuing with this message next week, probably the other week. God is a good God. You must be. One thing I found out with God is that the word of God cannot be improved on. Do you know that? Thou shalt not kill. How can you improve on that? Love your neighbor as yourself. How can you improve on that? The words of God are final. The word of God is what? Are final. So in your appointed place, when God gives you a divine directive, take it successfully. Because when you follow divine instruction, the ability for that word to work for you is already put inside. Amen? As you obey that divine directive, the angels will come, the Holy Ghost will empower you, wisdom will come, and you will always excel. Like the book. How many of us have read my book, my first book? Very few people. Okay, those of you that read it, you like it? Do you enjoy it? I didn't write that book. The Holy Ghost wrote that book through me. Is that clear? Just like you are learning to read that book, I'm also learning to use what is there too. Amen? So don't look at me funny that he knows it's a lie. I was just there writing and the Holy Ghost inspired me. And when I read some of the time, I call my wife, so I say, wow, mama, look at what I just wrote. And it became a book. When you are your appointed place, the glory of God will come upon you. Praise the Lord. Lift up your hands. Father, I cover these hands with the blood of Jesus. These are the overcomers. Holy Ghost, thank you for approving this new name. We are the overcomers. We have overcome. We are the overcomers. I bless these hands, oh God, I lift it up. Whatever your hands shall touch is blessed. You overcome all your enemies. You overcome all your challenges. The glory of the Lord will rest upon you. No weapon of the enemy formed against you shall prosper. Any arrow you throw with your hand and with your mouth will never lose its target. This year, every battle you fight, you will win. In the name of Jesus. The favor of God is your portion. The blessings of God is your portion. In Jesus' name.